all that I can be. And maybe one day God will show me what I need. Right now, I'm not so sure about myself. Will I ever turn and face myself and learn to fly? I've always heard that mirrors never lie, but that's not true because I see a man but feel a child. There are some of us who can hear a voice inside, a truthful voice that says, yes, you were born to fly, you were born to fly. We were born to fly high. We were born to fly. So was I. I ask myself, what will I come to be? I have a choice now, so I guess it's up to me. Maybe I will make a difference in this world. Maybe I will teach another boy or another girl how to fly. Teach them all that they were born to fly. Then we were born to fly. So was I. But when you live in a world that tells you that you can't, and when you live in a world that says you must be something other than what you are, in a world that forgets you were born to fly. We were born to fly. We were born to fly.
Celebrate You radio show. We air every Wednesday night at 5 Pacific, 6 Mountain, 7 Central, and 8 Eastern Standard Time. I want to welcome you tonight to Celebrate You radio show. Celebrate You radio show explores all things spiritual and transformational with a unique, holistic approach. I am an inspiring founder of Real Therapy, and I will guide you with love, light, and laughter and wisdom to create the life of your dreams. Not sure how to stand in your own empowerment? Do you really know what your spiritual authority is? Do you just need spiritual food? Well, let me tell you, you're at the right place. Unleash your real potential and discover who you truly are as you learn to celebrate you. Oh, I want all the listeners to know we have a most exciting show tonight. And before we get started, I do want to tell you, just make a few more announcements. This is a very important announcement, and I will make it again towards the end of the show. Tonight we're airing for 90 minutes, but I want you guys to make sure you write this down. So get your pen and your pad of paper out. Oh, it's really going to happen. I know all of our listeners, all of you, have been blessed to listen to Leilani's radio shows for years. Leilani's been on radio for 14 years. She's a first-class sassy lady in everything she does. Well, you guys are not going to be surprised, because our incredible Leilani, as you know, walks her talk and only wants to deliver the best to all of you. So what I'm about to tell you will rock your socks, and as I said, it may not even surprise you, but be prepared. Very soon, in weeks now, just weeks, we will have our own state-of-the-art TV and radio station. It is top of the line of everything you can imagine. We have, continue with the chat room. We have all these extra features with our chat room. Everything is going to be stereo, high quality, high definition. It'll be a 21st century TV and radio station. We will be on our own, folks. And I know some of you have been waiting a long time for this. Our site is actually being constructed, but like I said, in just weeks, you will know when we are going to be broadcasting. So write down this site. This is where you will go for our radio TV shows. USCRadioProductions.com. www.USCRadioProductions.com. Our call-in number is 347-994-3992. I would like to give a special thanks to all of the listeners of USC Radio Productions. I thank you from the bottom of my heart, because you are a loyal family, and we do think of you as family. This is about uniting as one as we continue to move in ascension, grow in our personal lives, and be here to love and support each other. So all iTunes listeners, thank you, thank you, thank you. YouTube will be very soon. I want to thank everyone in the chat room and all of you. A special thanks go to our founder and executive producer, Leilani Schmidt-Graham, for her dedication to the empowerment of humanity. She has given her life to empower humanity. Okay, let's talk about our guest tonight. And I am going to let you know I am on a new computer tonight. And if you have any problems with sound, let me know, and I will make sure I adjust my sound. All right, what is feng shui? What is that? Why is it so important that Diana Garber is here tonight as a feng shui master? You've heard Leilani and you've heard other hosts talk about feng shui before. I know personally I've used feng shui in my house and in my office, and I know that it makes a difference with the way energy flows. However, there are things tonight we're going to share with Diana Garber that I never understood and never knew. And things like disease and not using feng shui. Creating money and using feng shui. And those are just two little examples. And tonight we are filled with information that I believe you will be empowered by. For several decades, Feng Shui Master Diana Garbo lived a disciplined corporate life while simultaneously pursuing Feng Shui. Her background in energy and risk management includes Vice President of Business Continuity and Disaster Recovery at Bank One. There she oversaw 65,000 workstations and 2,500 servers and work command centers for the New York terrorist attack, Hurricane Lily and Isidore, the Fort Worth tornado, and much more. Wow, Diana has survived 19 major surgeries, 2 near-death experiences, and the loss of children. So Diana ultimately decided to walk the talk. Manage your environment consciously or unconsciously manages you. She is changing the world, one company, one home, one person at a time. She has changed lives on several continents and is recognized U.S., United Kingdom, Asia, and Australia. Her commitment to better the lives of countless of individuals, their families, and businesses has endeared her to be called the Feng Shui Results Lady. Her Feng Shui analysis of commercial residential sites has changed circumstances in a myriad of ways, anything from cancer remission to manifesting millions of dollars for her clients. She served as a feng shui practitioner for The Ohio State University and was the first director of education for the International Feng Shui Guild. I'm going to give you her website. I put it in the chat room, but I have a few more things to share with her that you don't know about. Her website is www.intuitiveconcepts.com. intuitiveconcepts.com. Intuitiveconcepts.com. Some of her other accomplishments. First Feng Shui master to speak at a national medical convention. First Feng Shui practitioner to be credentialed by a major U.S. university. First Feng Shui designed office building in the U.S. She is the first one to have designed. First Feng Shui in Integrative Wellness Center. First, U.S. LED Lead Auto Leadership for an International Company. Other distinguished include Women of the Year in Design, Green Biz, Intelligence Panel, U.S. Green Business Council, numerous awards in consumer excellence, service provider of the year, and many more. Oh my gosh, I know a celebrity. Diana has been featured on ABC, CBS, Fox, and NPR. A reporter once remarked, the feng shui master Diana Garber isn't your typical candle sniffing cloud watcher. In fact, her results have changed the minds of many skeptics. I met Diana networking in 2006-2007 at several events. And then about 3 years ago, she came to on a committee that I was a part of, and she gave a presentation of feng shui. And we were talking about metals and different colors. And so she is a master of many things as she travels globally to share what she knows. Diana, I am saying aloha from the bottom of my heart. Welcome.
Thank you, Judy. Thank you so much. And congratulations on the TV show. That's very exciting news.
You know it is. USC, Leilani's had her own radio station for 4 years, but she has been on radio for 14 years. And she has just broadcasted through a blog. And we just reached a pivotal moment of so much static and problems that, you know, we just, it was time. It was time to branch off. We were going to do it in the very near future anyway, but we just went ahead and said, the time is now.
It's so funny you would say that, because I just did a talk at Dames Bond, and the subject was, the time for women is now.
You know it is, isn't it?
Well, from a feng shui perspective, the reason the time for women is now is because in 2024, it starts a 20-year cycle that is female energy. So more and more women are coming together to really save the future. And even the Dalai Lama says women will save the world.
Wow. Well, maybe it's the feminine energy is not necessarily women.
It is the feminine energy, and we need that. If you think of Mother Earth, she's round, and round is representative of curves, which is feminine energy. But we have imbalance on the Earth because so much straight lines and construction and roads and everything, straight lines are not natural in nature. Straight lines are considered to be male energy. So we have imbalanced Mother Earth, which is part of what we have to get back to, bringing back that ancient wisdom.
You know, you're right. And as we transitioned into 2013, we did go to the fifth dimension. And we're not all living there. Of course, there's a lot of third dimension living. However, the energy is here, and we can access it at any given time, and that energy is so pure and very feminine because that is your spiritual self.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we need the masculine energy to make things happen.
Absolutely. What's called the yin and the yang, you know, you think of the Tai Chi symbol where, you know, part of it's white and part of it's black, and each has a speck of each other in it. And we do. We need that balance. But balance is the key word.
You know it is. And I've got a few questions for you. You know, I'm reading your bio and sharing it with all the listeners around the world. And it touched my heart to read and to feel about the illnesses you've had and survived cancer, and even the loss of children and two near-death experiences.
It was tough, and that is really how I ended up utilizing feng shui. I started to explore alternative methods and really almost became a naturopath, but when I started working with feng shui, my life literally took a huge turn, and I'm a walking miracle, but luckily I haven't had any health issues in many, many years, and I do attribute it to feng shui, understanding my environment. And in the environment, just like with my background, business continuity and disaster recovery, it's about risk management. And so when you analyze the energy of a space, if there's good energy, well, we want more of that. And if there's negative energy, sometimes it can suppress the good energy. But the house that I lived in during most of my surgeries in the southwest, which represents head female in the abdominal area, the energy was cancerous. And so that was attributing to a lot of my issues. But thank you. And I really believe in my heart that had I not gone through those trials and tribulations, I wouldn't be able to do what I need to be, do what I need to do and be where I need to be and make the impact with people had I not gone through that.
I hear what you're saying, but I still don't know. I still don't quite understand how feng shui keeps you healthy.
It works holistically. Now, it might be helpful because I may be throwing out some terms that might not be familiar to folks, but what most people think of as feng shui is known as Western feng shui, and That's where you use the Bagua, and you've got your love corner, and you've got your wealth corner and such. But I use classical feng shui, which goes back thousands of years, and it's very algorithm and numbers driven. And you analyze the energy of a building, and through that you can tell what family members will be affected, what body parts will be affected, and what functions of life. You had mentioned in the bio about cancer remission, and one of the examples, and I have dozens of them, but one of the examples that I can share is a mother had called, and her son was diagnosed and within a couple of months was in stage 4 leukemia. And so they were doing everything they could to help him to regain his health. And they had done really everything logically. We're smart people. We can go out, we can research, we can access, you know, a lot of information and a lot of specialists these days. But he just wasn't getting where he needed to be. So when I went and looked at the energy of the house, in fact, there was cancer energy there. And again, it has to do with the algorithms, the numerical formulas that help us to understand what the energy is. And so when we changed it, changed the energy, he is in full remission now. I did help somebody in hospice that was terminal within 6 months, and we changed the energy of her house, and she's in full remission and having quality of life.
Okay, so what I hear you say is that when the energy has been changed in your environment, that energy flows through your body. But you said some other things about helping somebody with cancer, and you mentioned some words that I guess I don't quite understand, biorhythms, or you were saying something that I don't, I guess, is there more to it than just cleaning the energy or arranging the energy where you live?
There is more to it. With authentic feng shui, it starts with the outside. What is the energy of the land, and does it support you or does it not? And then the building on the land, are they working together or are they not working together? And then the people in the space. So while most people think of feng shui as, you know, arranging furniture or decorating, while that does happen, that's at the very tail end. If you don't understand the rest of it, then it's kind of like throwing a dart at the dartboard and hoping you land. So with classic feng shui, it deals with the numbers 1 through 9. And it's these patterns of numbers that create formulas, and what I was saying is algorithms. So it's how the numbers come together and do they support each other or not that lets you know what the energy is and how we're going to react to it.
You're kidding. I did not know that.
Well, and when, you know, I've been working with OSU, as you had mentioned, and they asked me to do grand rounds, which is the educational forum for physicians and residents. And I thought, how do I explain feng shui to the evidence-based logic mindset? And so here's how I explained it. If you take the human cell and you put it into a nurturing environment, it's going to survive and thrive. If you take the human cell and you put it into a hostile environment, it's going to struggle and sometimes die. That's feng shui. Feng shui is about our reaction to the environment. And, you know, part of this radio show is about, you know, the mind-body connection. And so there's several environments. There's the environments of the mind, the body, the spirit, our faith, our home, our work, our community. So, you know, feng shui for me brings it all together. It is the piece that works holistically to figure out how are we processing what's coming in our path. You know, you had mentioned in the introduction about living your purpose and understanding your purpose. feng shui even helps us with that. You know, there's depending on, so every person, based on their birth date, they are associated with a number 1 through 9, and each of the numbers are associated with an element. So when you understand what your number and element is, it kind of explains a lot about our personalities, about our health vulnerabilities, about colors that support us, good sleeping directions. And when we understand about ourselves, then we're able to understand about our environment. So, you know, sometimes we have friends or family that are opposite of us. Well, how do you turn, you know, a weakness into an opportunity? Well, when you understand that, so as an example, I happen to be a wood person. Somebody who is fire might burn my energy. So I seek them out when I need a reality check. I seek them out when I want somebody who looks at things a little differently than I do. So that's where you can look at your environment and make choices about it, not in regards to making something negative, but making it positive, living a positive life.
So, okay, that's really great to know. Is there an easy way that you can tell us how to figure out what element we are?
I have a calculator on my website. It's free to anybody. So if they go to intuitiveconcepts.com, there's a tab there that says Feng Shui Education, and then there's a drop-down menu, and then there's a tab that says the 9-star key, 9-star, meaning their numbers 1 through 9. They can put in their birth date, and it'll tell them what their energy is.
Okay. All right. Well, I hope everybody has a chance to do that. We get a lot of people from iTunes and from our site that will go archive at a later time. So that's really good information. Intuitiveconcepts.com. Go use Diana's calculator and find out what element you are. That could help your life.
It really makes a difference.
Yeah, I believe you. So 30 years ago, you discovered feng shui. Why feng shui? There's all kinds of different way of alternative medicine and energy.
Well, I was interested in a lot of them, particularly in the naturopath, natural elements and herbs and so forth. But it was really when I started working with feng shui, not only did it help me with my health issues, but it helped everybody in our house. And when I started working with others, it helped them a lot too. So it was just, you know, I think we're all drawn right to where we're supposed to be. And that happened to be the tool for me. Plus, when I came out of one of the last surgeries that I had, they told me before I went in that I probably would not come out. And so when I did come to in the recovery room, it was as though, you know, it was stamped on my head that I needed to be doing feng shui. And even the name of the company, Intuitive Concepts, I couldn't wait to get home and do some research on Intuitive Concepts. And it wasn't taken, so there you go. That's where I ended up.
I would say that you're here for a big mission, let me tell you.
Well, my philosophy is I was in heaven. Why would I want to leave? And either God said, you need to go cook a little bit more, lady, or my soul said, I need to go cook a little bit more, and so I needed to come back. And I really do believe I'm living my purpose by helping people in this way.
So you had 2 near-death experiences, not just 1.
That is correct. Yes, and one of them, they were operating on me, and I heard them say, we're losing her, we're losing her. And all of a sudden, I was in the corner of the room, and it's very interesting. I didn't go into the light, but it was as though the walls for all the operating rooms became very transparent, and I could see everything that was going on in all of the operating rooms. And then suddenly I was back in my body. But when I came to in the hospital room, my physician came in to see me, Dr. Brian, and I said to him, "What happened to the lady in the operating room next to me?" And he's like, "Well, how'd you know there was a woman over there?" And I'm like, "Well, I can tell you that even the doctor was wearing a red tie." He goes, "Oh, no, we wear scrubs." I said, "I'm telling you that he was wearing a red tie underneath there." And he went and found that out and came back, and he's like, "You're weird."
You just had to say thank you. I know I'm weird. Yep. Yeah. Diane, we're going to take our first break, and we will be back to listen to the amazing stories and truth of Diana Garber, and we will be back in 2 minutes and 30 seconds. Here we go.
When everyday life can be simplified to bring perspective with love, light, laughter, and wisdom, you can expect that the inspiring founder of Real Therapy, Judy Hansen, is working her magic to help someone with empowerment. Enjoy a holistic and refreshing look at life, from health to daily obstacles, and taste the sweetness of transformation with Judy on Celebrate You Radio. Wednesday nights at 8 Eastern on USC Productions Channel 1. Discover the real you and celebrate you.
How would you like to not only place yourself firmly on the path of ascension, but to speed up the process of moving into a fifth-dimensional body? Ascension initiate Alejandra has had a keen interest in the process of ascension, as well as the mystic arts, teleportation and levitation, reversing the aging process, and achieving immortality. Alejandra is an internationally known teacher and healer, and the author of the pioneering work on color energy therapy called Healing with the Rainbow Rays. Alejandra does personal sessions off the air, intuitive readings, coachings, and a myriad of healing modalities and techniques. Alejandra's website is www.colorhealing.com, 408-986-8550. Listen to Healing with the Rainbow Rays, Mondays, 9 p.m. through 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time.
Ladies, are you one of those millions of women still suffering from the pain and devastation of divorce? 21 of the world's top divorce recovery experts will be available free at the Better Than Ever After Divorce World Online Healing Summit. Sign up today and access your free ebook, Living Again After Divorce, by Dr. D. Adio Moses at betterthaneverafterdivorce.com. It is free and you deserve it.
When one experiences that God's love is your love and you can see yourself with the acceptance that the Creator has for you, it is a life-changing moment and becomes a new reality to live from empowerment. Susan Newton with the collective voice of Electra and Friends brings God's love and wisdom from the universal mind in person and by group. To host a weekend event and to learn more, visit blessingsfromspirit.com or call Susan at 614-214-8574.
Okay, we're back with Celebrate You Radio Show. I'm with Judy Hansen, and our guest tonight is Feng Shui Master Diana Garber. Diane, I've got another question for you.
All right.
Was it hard to get out of the banking business and go to something that is so alternative?
Well, it was most difficult to leave a steady paycheck and really good benefits.
I bet.
But leaving the corporate world, for me, it was very easy transition in that, and somebody even asked me just this week, you know, "Gosh, you did disaster recovery. I mean, how did you end up in feng shui?" But for me, they're very similar, because business continuity means that you continue business. Disaster recovery means something has happened and you have to recover from it. Well, to me, that is feng shui, because feng shui is about being proactive in our lives and trying to identify what is out there that might be suppressing us or holding us back or holding us down, and removing those obstacles. So for me, they're pretty much the same thing. Even in the corporate world, you know, writing processes and procedures, you know, working with the bank examiners and FEMA and, you know, all that kind of thing, it's helped me because I follow a lot of processes and procedures whenever we're helping people. So the discipline that I learned in the corporate world works very, very well in regards to feng shui.
Okay, I never thought of that before, but that does make a lot of sense. If somebody wants a session with you, then they have to see you in person. Is that correct?
I only work in person. I've done a lot of cleanup for people who have done phone consults, and it's not really anybody's fault. It's just there's so many variables that the trained eye will pick up that a novice eye won't. So even working with pictures and going out to Google Earth and all of that, there's just way too many things that can be missed, so I want to do it right the first time. So yes, I do work in person only.
Do people then fly you all over the place for you to have sessions with them?
Yes, they do.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah, I have one client now that we're looking at doing the 16th project with this family. So that's because it works.
How long does a session, are you with them for a couple of days or just a day or what?
When it's local, and what I mean by local, if it's within Ohio, I spend actually several visits with them, but when I fly somewhere, I like to be there a couple days or more so that I can get to know them and take a little bit deeper look, and then we can work by phone after that is done. But I spend quality time with folks. It's not the kind of thing where I go in for a couple hours and then I'm done. I usually work with people over the course of a year or more.
And why a year?
Because I want them to understand what it is we're doing. I will explain the numbers to them and how this works. I also help them to identify goals. You know, it's if we don't identify what we want to get out of this, then, you know, you just end up where you end up. But because of my project management background, I help them to identify goals and then, more importantly, benchmarks. So as an example, let's say, you know, someone has a wellness issue, and so, you know, where do you want to be? Well, you know, in a year from now, gosh, today, you know, I'm having heart, you know, problems, and I'm diabetic, and, you know, whatever else is on that. Well, we can then measure it in regards to number of doctor visits and types of medication. And I work with medical teams, and so it is a collaboration. But we can easily measure how they're making progress and make adjustments if we need to along the way. You know, similar to a treatment plan that you get from your physician.
So you work with a medical team of people?
If the person is working with doctors, yes, I will work with their doctors.
And what do you do with their doctors?
Well, they're doing everything they can from a pathology perspective and pharmacology perspective. And, you know, of course, they have knowledge about medicine that I don't. But I take a look at the environment. So a patient goes to the doctor. A patient goes to the hospital. I go to the patient's home. And so I take a look at the energy that is there. So, Judy, as an example, excuse me. The southwest of your home represents the eldest female. The southwest also represents major organs and abdominal areas. So when someone is having issues with fertility or irritable bowel syndrome or, you know, problems with gynecological issues, those can usually be attributed to the energy that's in the southwest. So when we've identified, well, here's what's not working, and change the energy, literally it changes the destiny and it changes lives.
Whoa, that's pretty powerful.
So there are physicians, and literally all over the world, that, you know, they'll write a prescription for the patient to get a feng shui assessment, and then we work together, and some pretty miraculous things have happened. That's why I was invited to speak at the medical convention.
Insurance doesn't pay for this, correct? So why would the doctor write a prescription?
Insurance does not pay for feng shui, but someone just said yet. I hope. and I'm not a tax accountant, but because I am a full-time practitioner, I do have clients that are able to deduct a portion of it off of their taxes, and I'm not a tax accountant, but I know for a fact that people have been able to do that.
I wonder if it's just part of their expenses they spent for the year as a medical, and then they get to claim it or something.
That sounds about right.
Right.
But I've
right.
I've had people, you know, individuals as well as corporations call me, and, you know, their CPAs will call and say, feng shui, what's that have to do with health? It's like, everything.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know that, but I know you're the expert in it, and you breathe it, you live it, and you understand it, you know, on that level. And I've heard of many, many famous people that are well known that they do have feng shui, that they do hire someone to set their energy straight in their environment.
Mm-hmm. I have some of those myself, but I can't talk about them. So,
no, of course you can't. Of course you can't. But that's awesome. You mentioned that there was an impact of cancer, of getting rid of cancer through feng shui. And I don't think feng shui gets rid of cancer. Feng shui opens up the energy. The body can heal itself if the energy is flowing correctly. So what, tell us more about that.
Well, I had mentioned the lady that was in hospice. Hospice means you're terminal within 6 months. And then I've also worked with dozens and dozens of people that were given terminal diagnosis anywhere from 6 months to 18 months. And I do go to their home. I run the numbers. I do the formulas and then figure out what energy is there. And there can be cancer energy. And many times you can tell where it's going to manifest in the body, and even who in the family is the most likely to contract it. So if they already have cancer, which is unfortunately most of the time, you know, they call me in not because things are, you know, fantastic. They're calling me in because they want a change, or they, you know, want an improvement somewhere. So when we take a look at that energy and change that cancer energy, it does resonate at a quantum physics level to where the energy is different. And I can give you kind of a visual example of that. There was, not necessarily cancer, but quantum physics, there was a group of young children, and they were put into a blue room, and they were fine. They were moved to a red room. They became very agitated and combative. Moved them back to the blue room. They returned to their normal, sweet selves. These children had no sight. These children were blind. Color resonates energy. And so, you know, depending on what the area needs, and then you treat it in a way that's going to empower it, and that's what your show is all about, empowering, then your body is able to interact and react in a different way. Does that make sense?
Yes. So you're saying that children who were blind could feel the energy and their whole mood changed.
Indeed. Indeed. Thus why I'm very discretionary about using the color red when it comes to medical centers, physicians' offices, and even the prison systems. And yes, I do also work with the prison systems. So not to say that I don't use it, I'm just very, very purposeful when I do. And so all of the colors resonate energy. Everything resonates energy. I mean, a lot of people think that, you know, a granite top doesn't have energy. Well, of course it does. Rocks have energy. Trees have energy. Something doesn't have to be living in our frame of reference to emit energy. So when you understand what those energies are, so one of the things I also take a look at is called EMF, electromagnetic frequencies. Anything that plugs into an electric outlet gives off energy. Sometimes that's too strong for us, and so that has to be mitigated or suppressed a little bit.
You know, that is all, I believe that, about the energy. Have you ever helped children that are autistic in their environment?
Not autistic, I have not, but I've worked with attention deficit, hyperactivity, like I said, leukemia, cancer, brain disorders, but I have not done a house that there is an autistic child there.
I'd like to see, of course, I'd like to know if that would help, because it can be very chaotic when the child is bouncing off the wall, doing the same thing over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
So it can be devastating to a family. So I'm curious. Tell me more about wait a second. How do people find you? I mean, you have a very successful business. I kind of gathered from you that people just find you, they just find you. Is that right? I mean, it's not something you go out and do a lot of publicity.
I don't go out and do a lot of publicity, and I don't advertise. My husband asked me one time, he's like, how do these people find you? And a lot of it is word of mouth, but I think that we end up working together because we were meant to. Somehow we were supposed to find each other through the ethers. But no, I don't put ads in magazines or any of that kind of stuff. I have a website. Some people find me through that, but it really is mostly word of mouth. Either they've seen me, you know, talk at the medical convention or something like that. And you and I met at a public event as well.
Yes, we did.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we did. Do you have one area that seems to be more your expertise than another area?
Do you mean in regards to areas of the world or?
Seeing clients, is it more personal? Is it just that they move, they need the energy flow? I mean, what's your number one reason why people look you up?
You know, I believe that I have a niche when it comes to health and wellness. Most of my clients, and I do track this, have found me or their physicians have found me because there's something disruptive in their health and wellness. And that's where, because of all the experiences that I've had, I think it has prepared me or primed me to be able to support them much better, having been through it myself, you know, grief and loss and, you know, many, many health issues. So that's most of my clientele. But it's about 50-50. It's about 50% residential, people's homes, and then 50% business. I work with some large corporations. And I'm very blessed to say, you know, I love the people that I work with. And so we find each other. I really do believe that.
Yes, yes, I do. I agree. People do find, it's an energy. People are attracted to a specific energy.
Well, and even if you're looking for a physician, you need to find someone who, you know, listens and works with you, you know, massage therapist, you know, whatever, you know, whoever we're trying to surround ourselves with, our support group, it needs to be people that are working with our energies. And so for me, that's even feng shui, you know, your spouses, your mates, your friends, your community. For me, everything relates to feng shui.
Yes, it does. And I do honor that is your life of dedication for the empowerment of humanity, because that's exactly what it's doing. I'm going to ask you a few more questions. And callers, please, if you have any questions for Diana, she will be more than happy to answer them. And then after our next break, we're going to talk about and really dive into how do you manifest money using feng shui. Tell me about a recent event that you relate to feng shui with.
Well, one that comes to mind, and actually there's several, but probably the most recent that everyone is familiar with is the bombing at the Boston Marathon. From a feng shui perspective, every hour has a number, every day, every month, every year has a number. And it happened to be that starting in April, it was a 9 month, and 9 represents fire, explosions, short tempers. And so, unfortunately, when that happened, it was just, I got a lot of calls from people that I work with, clients, and they're like, you knew that was coming. And it's like, you know, I'm not comfortable with the word prediction. I'm not a psychic. But I look at it in regards to trends. When you know that there is a period of time where it's going to be fire energy, well, that means volcanic activity, it means lava flows, it means bombings, it can mean shootings, it can mean war breaking out. And so I look back over time and I'll do the numbers of things, and you really do. You can see these trends ebb and flow. Even, unfortunately, the hurricane that hit in Japan, I had spoke about that the October before it happened, and it was due to the energy. I said, here's the energy, and we can anticipate something like that happening. So I write a lot of articles for newspapers and magazines and have people track that, and I've got a blog that I talk about. But this is helpful for your audience, because each month I write information and put it out on our website, which is free, and it's called the Monthly Energy. And so I'll talk about, this is the energy of the year, this is the energy of the month. When we know that there are risk factors, here are some things you can do about it. And so I hear from people all the time, it's like, you know what, I took your advice and I'm so glad I did. I mean, why not?
You're right. So you write a newsletter every month. That's great. Make sure you go to intuitiveconcepts.com and learn more about feng shui, the master of feng shui. Now, Diana, you were talking about working with doctors and a university. That had to have been hard to get involved with a hospital in the medical field and in a university about feng shui, because it is so alternative and to so many people.
Feel super, super, super blessed because of that opportunity. Ohio State University wanted to open up a center for integrative medicine, and it was the first in the country, as well as the first in the state of Ohio. And they wanted to do some feng shui, so they asked me to take a look at the building. And I said, based on the energy of that building, if you move in here, these things are going to happen. And they were like, did you do research on this building? And I'm like, no, you gave me the address, and I ran the numbers. And here it turns out that the people who built that building, what I was describing is what had happened to that business. And they said, well, we want it to be successful, and we want to be around for a while, so tell us what to do. Well, as we started to work together, we picked particular offices for doctors. Of course, you know, how it was decorated inside was all according to feng shui. Even in regards to the entrance, that we had patients coming in. And it was all, you know, very purposeful, even in regards to the grand opening. I had done a data analysis and worked with the marketing department and gave them several different dates, and so they picked one of the good energy days, and even the CEO of OSU said that it was one of the best grand openings that they ever had. So then they said, gee, we never really thought about people's living and working environment. You know, does it really affect their health? And it's like, well, sure it does. So that's when they started referring patients to me via prescription. That's where this all kind of started. And so as an example, one of the people that they referred to me, when she came into the clinic, she was all bent over with severe, severe rheumatoid arthritis. She couldn't even lay flat on a table for treatment. And so I went to her house, and she had something called geopathic stress going through her house. Geopathic stress is energy that comes up from the ground. And so when we mitigated that, I mean, it wasn't very long after that. She was walking without a cane and standing up straight, and you know, she felt better. So she took on a whole different demeanor and was enjoying life a lot more. But I feel very, very blessed, because you can imagine a big institution like that putting their big toe in that hot water of feng shui and the, you know, whatever people think that means. But, you know, it's once you understand it, it's very logic-based. It's very results. It's cause and effect, cause and effect. So, you know, that's where, like I said, they asked me to do the grand rounds and talk to the physicians. And once I explained it that way, they were like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. Not all of them, but most of them did.
Whoo. Well, like I said, I'm just really amazed is all I can say. I am. How long have you been married to your husband?
30 years.
I don't think I've met him. So that's good, though. You've been married to the same person for 30 years.
Well, his name's Ty, and I'm Diana, so our friends call us Ty-Dye. And my granddaughter just thinks that's just the coolest thing since beans.
Uh-huh. Yep. Yes, that is cute. Yep, it is. We're going to take a commercial break, and it is going to be a five-minute commercial, and we're going to listen to Christian Anderson. And as you know, he did Born to Fly, our theme song, and he's got another song on right now, The Rhythm of Life. So sit back, get a drink of water, folks, and we'll be back, or go to the restroom. We'll be back in 10 or 5 minutes. Thank you.
Your life is through, well, and trendsetter. around. If you have a chance to make an improvement, sitting on a corner won't help you do it. This is the era of your coming time. Don't shut yourself out, don't close your mind.
Welcome back to Celebrate You Radio Show with USC Radio Productions. Before we go to the question, I think a lot of us want to know about how does a person make lots of money by using feng shui. I do want to talk a little bit more about, and want to mention again, if you haven't copied this down yet, get out your paper and a pen and write down our website that in just a couple weeks, you or 2 to 3 weeks, you are going to be a listener at USC's own TV and radio station. Da-da-da. It is USCRadioProductions.com. So what you're going to do when you'll get notified again, that you're going to copy this down, you're going to go to our website, and at that point, you're going to see everything, our studio, our TV channel, the chat room, and lots and lots more. You're going to be keeping a posted abroad of what's happening when our building, our nonprofit takes off and our building starts being renovated. As you know, we will have a world-class facility in Arizona in the very near future. Oh, okay, Diana, here we go. I would like to know how to increase money in my life with feng shui.
Well, I wish I could give you a quick and fast answer to that, but it really depends on the energy of where you are. So let me give you an example. In the bio, you had talked about millions of dollars. So this was a company that was a generational family, and so the company had been around for quite some time, successful. When I started working with them, they were a $750 million company. But the CEO had me come in and wanted to know what they could be doing differently. And so the energy that they had their finance department in was not good. The energy that they had their marketing department in wasn't supporting marketing. And most importantly, the energy of their HR department or personnel area was actually in the worst area that it could be. So while they were doing okay, they weren't attracting, you know, with an aging workforce, and they weren't attracting the type of people that they were needing to stay in business for the long haul. So I asked them about moving departments around and then doing some decorating. And having been an IT manager, I knew how much it was going to cost to move cubicles. So I asked the CEO, I said, well, if Jane comes in on Monday morning and finds out, you know, she's moving 50, 75 feet down the hallway and doesn't have really a good explanation for it, how do you think she's going to feel about that? And he goes, well, probably not very good. And I said, well, that's not good empowering environment, so they need to know what we're doing and why. And he's like, well, I'm not going to tell them. And I said, okay, I will. So I explained it to people, and some of them said, you know, hey, what do we got to lose? And others were like, yeah, right, kind of thing. Anyway, they followed my advice, and within 6 months, they earned $250 million. And that was the CEO's goal, was he wanted the company to reach $1 billion so he could retire. They did it in 6 months. So where, you know, I know there are some forms of feng shui that say put a money frog near the door, or, you know, put a bamboo plant somewhere. You know, if people do that and get results with it, yay, that's fantastic. But it goes back to, I look at the energy of the building and then the people in the space. And are they supported, whether it's the department or function that they're doing or in general? So, you know, when I work with the management team, I'll take a look at their offices and are they sitting in good directions and what's the energy there, and maybe do we need to shift something around, whether that's colors or whatever that might be. And it does. It makes a difference.
What does somebody do if they live in an apartment and they want to increase their finances through feng shui, but maybe they're living in an area that is just, it's still a nice area, but it's just not maybe conducive to moving or to change where you're living?
Well, you know, that does happen. I worked with one lady that she was actually on disability, and she had adopted her special needs nephew, and they lived in a very, very modest apartment. And she said, you know, I had to save up my pennies, nickels and dimes, and but, you know, she feels it was a very good decision for her, because when we did the energy analysis of the entire building and then specifically where her apartment was in the building, then we knew what we could influence and what we couldn't. And actually being self-employed was one of her goals, and she's accomplished that. So she's, you know, living life full out, enjoying what she does.
So you helped her with her own space, mm-hmm. and did, so then did money start coming in, or the opportunity?
It did. Well, money, and, you know, she was struggling. You know, they had difficult time sometimes even putting food on the table, but, you know, they've accomplished enough now that they are living in a nicer place, a bigger place, and the flow of life is much more supportive for them than it was at one time.
That's amazing. We're going to take a caller. It is area code 504. Please give us your first name and where you're calling from.
Hi, Debbie from Louisiana.
Hi, Debbie.
Debbie, hi.
Hi. I have a question. I'm wondering, I live in a duplex, so it's like a house divided. Is that confusing energy?
Well, there's the energy of the building in its entirety, and then the half that you have could tell us different things. So as an example, let's say that you live in the east part of the building. Well, that means you've got control of the east, northeast, and southeast. So the energies of those sections, if they're empowering, that's good for you, and if they're not, you get to do something about it. Where it's difficult when you live in a duplex or a townhome is when there's negative energy and you're not able to influence it in a powerful way. So it's as important as what are the good energies, but we really have to know what the negative energies are, because those are the ones that usually overpower the good energies. But it's not an issue. It's not an issue that it's a duplex or a townhome or even an apartment building.
Okay.
It just depends on the energy that's there.
I'm on the east side. I am on the east side. Right now my neighbor is very nice, but I've had them where they've been very negative. I'm lucky right now. She's got good energy, but I'm on the east. I was just wondering if, like, can you manifest money or, you know, something else if you're on the east, I guess?
Well, sure. So east being one of the directions of the compass, east represents the eldest son. East represents feet, thyroid, energy. So where there's positive energy. Sorry?
I have thyroid issues.
Well, you know, that's where understanding what the different directions are, what body parts they affect. And when you say, oh, I've got thyroid issues, well, that tells us there's probably some energy there that could use a little bit of loving. See, that's one of the mistakes that a lot of people make, is that they treat feng shui as though it's for them personally. And so, you know, if you have a, let's say you love the color red, and you go home and you decorate your whole house, your whole apartment in red. Well, what if that's not what the house needs? And so you treat the house or the building as though it is a living entity, and where it needs loving, where it needs corrective energy, when you take care of that, it thanks you. You end up having a better experience of the space because of it.
Okay. I do wear a lot of red. I wear it, but it's not all in the house.
Well, would you be willing to give me your birth date, month, day, and year?
Sure. It's 2/12/63. You know what? I just thought about something. I did have red curtains up, but they were maroon, scarlet, red. We just took them down. But I'm not sure.
Okay, so based on your birth date, you are a number five. A number five person means that you're an earth person. You probably love reds and maroons and earth tones.
Yes.
So that's great for you personally, but is that what your home needs? Maybe, maybe not. But you're known as a number five. You're an earth person. So when you're out, you're the kind of person, if you got on a city bus, the person with the most problems will come and sit next to you and talk and talk and talk and talk and talk.
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely.
You're a very caring, nurturing person. You resonate an air of compassion. And where that's really wonderful because the world needs more of that, it also means you can attract energy leeches. You can attract people who want to come and dump their problems on you.
Yes.
So wearing your good energy colors will help you to protect your energy. So, again, that's fire colors, which would be red, pink, and purple, and earth tones, which are yellow, tan, and brown. That's for you personally. I don't know what your house needs, but maybe that will help you.
I do have some. I have tan. What's the second group you said, tan?
So fire colors, red, pink, and purple, and then earth tones, which would be yellow, tan, and brown.
Okay. I do have some tans and browns.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Personally, wear the red, though. That's interesting.
And see, you're number five, so when your body is out of balance, how that manifests for you is typically in the abdominal area and in the joints. Do you have any issues in those areas?
Oh, yes.
Sorry, hon.
Irritable bowel, things like you were saying with the female, PCOS,
See, that's your body's way of telling you you're out of balance. You need to take better care of yourself.
Yeah. I do too much for others.
Well, the thing is, if you, and it's wonderful to be compassionate, but when you give it all away, there's nothing left. And so one of your lessons is creating boundaries. You want to be that loving, compassionate person for friends and family, but the rest of them, maybe they need to take responsibility for their own lives.
Okay.
But don't be an enabler.
I know. If I fix the colors, will that help my stomach?
I know lots of people that have had that type of result. Now, you know, it's difficult for me because I don't know all the variables of the energy that you live in. I don't really know you, but most people do experience relief, at least some relief, when they wear their good energy colors because it helps to protect your energy.
Mm-hmm.
So give it a try and let me hear from you.
I sure will. I'm going to check out your website, too.
Awesome. Thank you so much for calling in.
Yes, thank you. You please stay tuned. I'm just going to put you on mute now. Diana, before we go, if I give you my information, can you tell me if I give you my date of birth?
Absolutely.
Okay, so you want the month and the day.
Month, day, and year. Are you going to give that out on air?
Oh, I don't have a problem. It's 6/17. I'm in denial that I'm getting older. 6/17/1955.
Okay. All right. So you're a 10. Okay. Plus 5. Okay. You're known as hard metal. So just for the people on the phone, first of all, males are calculated differently than females. So for you, you take 55. 5 and 5 is 10. You reduce that down to a single digit, 1 plus 0 is 1, and then you add 5. So you're a number 6. Now, 6 is very difficult for a female. 6 for a male is much more acceptable. So it's the kind of thing, you're a natural-born leader. You can go into a very chaotic situation with laser vision, figure out what needs to be done. But when you say, come on, let's get it done, people are like, well, who elected you, Queen Bee? So the thing is, in the business world, when a man makes a tough decision, he gets a pat on the back, good going. But when a woman makes a tough decision, people make it mean something. And so you're intimidating to males and you're intimidating to females, which can make it pretty lonely.
Wow. I never thought about me being intimidating to people.
I'm just telling you what a number 6 is. So you may resonate with it and you may not. But what I want to say is, as a 6 person, your health vulnerabilities are your head. You analyze and overanalyze and analyze even more. So it's not uncommon for you to be able just to shut down and relax. and to just kind of let things be. So, boy, are you in the right place. Empowering yourself.
I have to tell you this. I have one of my children who listens to my show every week, and she just texted me and said, what you're saying about me, she says, oh, so true about you, Mom.
Aww.
Well, no, meaning I'm assuming she's responding because I can intimidate people because that's when she did it.
Well, and the thing is, I mean, you're very genuine in what you try to do. It's their perception of you. So, like, you know, your energy colors would be helpful for you because it helps to soften your energy a little bit. So, you know, hard metal can cut like a blade, right? So
right.
The way to soften that is you want to wear metal colors, which are whites and grays, jewelry, bling, yay, jewelry store, here Judy comes. So wearing metals, whites and grays are very helpful for you, but also earth tones, which are yellow, tan, and brown, will help you as well. Now, this isn't about packaging. This isn't about eye, hair, and skin tone. This is about your energy. So when you wear earth colors and metal colors, it helps you, okay? And then, again, your health vulnerability is your head area, being able to turn it off, let it go. And there's a fabulous book that I'm going to recommend to you. It's called The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle. It's a fabulous book for those of us who are in our head.
Yes, actually, I have picked up that book. And
fantastic.
Yes, I am definitely one in my head. That is true. And I do have a very strong personality.
Mm-hmm.
I came from a family that my parents were very direct and they didn't beat around the bush. And, of course, I'm from the Midwest, so that's just how we did it. And so it's very natural for me, and I don't mean to step on people's toes, but I find that I just want to say it. You know, I don't want to go around and
around. Well, if others said it, it would be received differently. But when you say it, it's perceived in a certain way. And that's because you're hard metal.
Yes. And yes, and I have a very strong voice. And yes, I understand that. And I am desiring to have a new relationship in my life. So I'm going to have to bring a man into my life. What would be the best energy to bring into my life?
A man that has the number 2 energy. A 2 or a 5 would be great for you. So we can talk offline about that. I know you're running out of time here.
No, okay. So
but you know how to find me.
Are you? Let's figure out. Are you a 2 or a 5? That's fun. That's cute. That's not cute. That's probably very real about the energy. I'm sure it is about the energy. What is 2? If somebody has a 2,
a number 2 birth number is Mother Earth, and they're very grounded. And so when I did disaster recovery and even, you know, like I said, the New York Terrorist Attack Command Center, you know, I like earth people around me because they're like, take a chill pill, we're going to get through this. You know, they're not like, oh, the world's coming to an end kind of thing. So a number 2 male or a number 5 would be a very nice compliment for a 6 woman.
Okay, all right. Well, that's good to know. And I will say, because I'm an air sign, even though we're not talking astrology, and people that are men that are very grounded are very good for me, because I can multitask and do all these things, and my mind goes so quickly that it's hard for me to settle it down, just as you said.
Well, and
sure.
Someone who's nurturing, not so much, you know, again, I go back to packaging, not tall, dark, and handsome, but where the heart is would be a really great match for you.
Yes.
Someone who comes from the heart versus the head. Although head's important, intelligence is important to you, but somebody who really comes from the heart would be fantastic.
Well, I'm really drawn to people and to men that do come from the heart, because I believe that I've learned and nurtured, you know, myself and in my self growth to be from the heart.
Mm-hmm.
So I do, I spend more and more time communicating with people from the heart. And I find that that's important to build relationships.
That's your show.
Yeah, you know it is. And I've been in the business world, and I still have a love for business, and still toy with it, and we'll do more and more things, I'm sure, in the near future. But I just, it comes easy for me, and I don't know if it's just because, like you say, I'm so direct, and I'm a heavy metal. It's like, okay, let's don't be around the bush. Let's just do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay, well, we have like another minute. What else would you like to share with us?
You know, feng shui is about flow. Flow out, flow in. Flow out is the effort that we put into the world. Flow in is being on the receiving end of things. And I just want to request that we all get out of our way and let the, you know, the flow in happen, because it feels so good when we get to do things for other people. But when they try to do something nice for us, so we say, oh no, I'm fine. We've stopped their flow. And so we need to open up, and we need to open up our heart, and we need to open up our third eye and let the love flow in.
Amen. That is all so true. That's really great. Diana, I have really, really enjoyed having you as a guest tonight.
It has been a lot of fun. Thank you so much.
You have such a soothing, angelic voice. You are more of a healer and a changer in ways that you probably are aware of. And that's just, you know, my own intuition speaking. But I, just like when you walk into someone's house and you start doing energy changing, I don't know if you're aware that you're literally getting rid of elemental energy or spirits that are in that area that are not welcome.
That has happened.
Yes. And I do want to tell people for our music that we've had tonight, I do want to give Christian Anderson's website. It is christianandersen.com. Spell Christian, and then the word and, A-N-D, and then reason.com, and that makes it really easy. I hope everyone has a great night. USC Radio Productions honors your greatness. Stay tuned next Wednesday night for Celebrate You. And so now we've reached the time that we are going to say goodnight. Night, everyone. Love you all. Thank you, Diana.
Thank you, Judy. Good night, everyone.
One day God will show me what I need. Right now, I'm not so sure about myself. Will I ever turn and face myself and learn to fly? I've always heard that mirrors never lie, but that's not true, because I see a man but feel a child. There are some of us who can hear a voice inside, a truthful voice that says, yes, you were born to fly, you were born to fly. We were born to fly high. We were born to fly. So we're have a choice now, so I guess it's up to me. Maybe I will make a difference in this world. Maybe I will teach another boy or another girl how to fly. Teach them all that they were born to fly. Then we were born to fly. So was I. But when you live in a world that tells you that you can't, and when you live in a world that says you must be something other than what you are, in a world that forgets you were born to fly. We were born to fly. We were born to fly.